The Business on RTÉ Radio 1 with AIB. We know that your focus is on your business. That's why ours is on supporting you.
Well, earlier in the programme, we were chatting with Patrick Honohan about issues surrounding the recent bailout of Silicon Valley Bank in America. As has been widely reported, the bank built its business around tech, a sector which has also been in the news a lot lately because of layoffs in some of its biggest companies, the most recent of which was announced by Meta earlier this week. So what does this mean for people working in the sector? I'm joined now by Rena Maycock, CEO and founder of Kilter Child Protection Software, and she's also a columnist with The Currency. You're very welcome, Rena, to the programme. Before we talk a bit about tech now, just in light of the Silicon Valley Bank situation, you would have met Silicon Valley Bank at one stage in Dublin as part of running your company.
Yes, I actually did. In fairness, you know, I've been working in tech now 5 years, and Silicon Valley Bank is not a name that comes up often when it comes to raising capital. So I was actually surprised when I was introduced to Silicon Valley Bank back about 6 months ago, and that they even had a presence here. You know, and in retrospect, I probably hadn't come across them because generally they seem to support much later stage companies. I tend to move in the seed stage, Series A type of early stage tech spheres. But really, you know, they weren't very well known here.
So you would have met them, and it basically that would have been your first introduction to the bank. And in terms of raising money now, we look at what's happened, and I want to talk about how difficult that is or isn't for companies of different sizes now. But with Silicon Valley Bank, and I mentioned this to Patrick Honohan as well, the decision by the American state to pay up all of the depositors really does create a kind of moral hazard that reminds us, although this is a bit different, it reminds us a bit of the bank guarantee days here in Ireland. What do you make of that?
I think it's not really a time for schadenfreude at the moment. And I think people tend to equate tech with big tech. And in actual fact, big tech being the likes of Google, Meta, you know, those perhaps 20 companies, they won't get a dent in them from this Silicon Valley Bank collapse. Who this is really going to hurt, and who it really is hurting, are small and medium-sized enterprises, early stage startups on a significant growth journey. And, you know, it's important also to note that tech is not all bad. It's not all enterprise SaaS software that doesn't really benefit humanity.
You mentioned about schadenfreude. It's not a time for schadenfreude. Do you think there is schadenfreude out there?
Yeah, I think there is. And because, you know, people think about Silicon Valley and they think about tech bros burning through investors' cash and bringing their teams on private jets to Burning Man. But that is just simply not the case. You know, tech is generally makes life better, easier and healthier for people. You know, if you take the likes of Kilter, we're developing child protection software for smartphones that, you know, detects and blocks cyberbullying, grooming, suicide and self-harm. I've got another friend with Kids Speech Labs. They're developing early diagnostic tool for detecting speech difficulties for children to cut down waiting lists. Another friend has, you know, Coraflow, that's the world's first accurate breastfeeding monitor.
So these can have very positive outcomes.
Absolutely.
For people, is what you're saying. But if you look at the sector now today, it just seems to be wave after wave of job losses, Silicon Valley Bank going, irrespective of the bailing out the deposits argument, it will create a huge gap there for tech companies. How would you summarise where the tech sector is at now?
Well, the tech sector, but prior to SVB, was undergoing in the last 12 months a massive period of correction. You know, self-correction, really. You know, valuations had gone astronomical and they've self-corrected. You know, the NASDAQ composite index was down, at, you know, 30%. Arguably, that needed to happen. There was a hiring frenzy during COVID where big tech just panicked and took in loads and loads of talent out of the pool. The market, the labour market really overheated. And that's self-corrected now because a lot of those job losses that you're seeing at the moment is that market self-correcting because those jobs weren't needed.
But the scale of the self-correction depends on the scale of the mistakes that were made originally. And, you know, what might sound like a self-correction is that Meta now is on 22 or 23,000 jobs. That's a big correction.
It is a big correction. And to be fair, I feel like, you know, certainly in Ireland, if I'm to put the green jersey on, I think it's good for Indigenous tech here because it frees up, it cools down that overheated labour market. It gives Indigenous tech an opportunity to compete for talent. It also reduces the the amount of confidence, the confidence that employees would have had previously in big tech, it's reduced that confidence and it's made earlier stage companies an awful lot more attractive.
When tech companies are growing and they raise money from outside investors, and then prior to this situation, they would have raised money again. And a lot of those same investors would have seen the value of what they had put in increase and everything looks rosy. Now, when tech companies want to raise money, they have maybe existing investors. Those investors are probably saying, well, I'm actually down on my investment here. I'm not sure I want to go again. Does that mean that tech companies have to find a whole new set of investors, or how difficult is it to raise money?
It you know, arguably this Silicon Valley Bank collapse has made a bad situation worse. Usually it is a very, very hostile environment for startup founders to find cash. You know, certainly at early stage where you don't have that existing pool of investors that you can go back to. The Silicon Valley Bank collapse is going to impact later stage companies, though. There will be a trickle-down effect to early stage companies because VCs are, they lack confidence now. Investment decisions are going to be much more scrutinized. There's going to be an awful lot more accountability. But going back to what you said, yes, a lot of investors now will be faced with down rounds. And what we have found in the last 12 months is venture funds battening down the hatches, not spending money on new investments.
Down rounds being where you're raising money at a lower valuation,
than the last
people put in.
Correct.
Will it change the culture of tech companies? You know, and I don't mean to stereotype here, but, you know, people talk about beanbags and foosball and it's all sort of wonderful and it's all relaxed and it's all everything and everything's going great. And then suddenly it isn't. Do you think that it will change the culture of the sector?
Yes, I think the beanbags and the foosball tables have been revealed as trappings. And there's much more of a focus now on mission and trust, which again is great for those smaller companies, because if we were to compete against big tech for talent, the best way for us to do it, if we can't do it with euros, is with mission. And, you know, I think, you know, that certainly that self-question is very worth, well,
yeah,
it's
that's
gonna
no bad
us.
Thing.
No, it's no bad thing.
Well, Rena Maycock, founder and CEO of Kilter Child Protection and Software, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.
Thank you.